Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us from across the globe. Welcome to another episode of The Doctors Are In here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Another fabulous Friday here, Friday, February 19th, 2021. We'll look at that numerology momentarily. But now I need to bring on my co-host. First of all, this is Dax Carlisle. I am the host here on Fridays and Saturdays, along with my co-hosts, and I'm a tarot advisor, numerologist, life coach, and hypnotherapist, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. My regular co-host, Dr. Rose Wilkerson, has an appointment during airtime today, so saving the day and joining me live from New York City is tarot master and angel Reiki master, Dr. Sharona Rapsik. Let's bring on Sharona. Hey, Sharona, how you doing?
Hello, Dax. Hello, everybody.
Well, thanks for, you know, filling in for Dr. Rose last minute, you know.
Oh, I love filling in. It's great to talk to you and all the lovely listeners out there. So I am so happy to be here.
Yeah, I like it too because I like to be on with different hosts. And, you know, I'm with Mary on Saturdays with Tarot Today Radio and then Dr. Rose on Fridays. It's nice, you know, every once in a while to be on with a different host. We had in December, Dr. Rose was finishing up her classes at Berkeley. You know, she had to do all she's the instructor, of course. She's the professor, so she has to do all the paperwork and everything and grading papers and, you know, term papers, all that kind of stuff. So Charlotte Kornberg filled in for her, and boy, that was just fun, you know. And we decided to have Charlotte on. Actually, she's going to be our guest on the radio show next Friday when Dr. Rose comes back, you know. So it'd be another fun opportunity to have somebody on, a different voice there, you know, and it's really quiet today. So, you know, we have a few things we can chat about, but it is open lines all show long, tarot mini readings, life coaching. And let me give out that phone number, Sharona, 714-816-4628. You can also join us on the chat post at psychictalk.net/chat. That's psychictalk.net/chat. And what that URL will do, it'll take you right to the chat post on our Facebook group for Psychic Talk Radio. Of course, you can just go on the Psychic Talk Radio group and find it, but this is the faster way. We have a different chat post for each show, you see. And then, you know, the comments that you can make on a chat, the comments you can make on a post on Facebook, we use that as a chat room. And you can, you know, chat with us about the topics we're talking about or ask questions. Maybe have a burning question about tarot or Reiki, energy healing, hypnosis, angels. I mean, pretty much between Sharona and I, we have everything covered. And you can also ask for a mini reading or some life coaching or both right there from the chat at psychictalk.net/chat. In fact, I got to check right now, Sharona. I'm trying to remember if I'm even in the chat myself. I better pop in there. I'm popping in there now, see if anybody's in there. I know Charlotte in there quite a bit. Actually, you're in there quite a bit, Sharona.
Yeah, that's a fun. You meet a lot of fun people in our chat room.
Mm-hmm. So the phone lines are wide open. Give us a call, 714-816-4628. 4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. What that does is lets us know that you want to be live on air with Sharona and I. Otherwise, you can just listen to the show. You can call in. Don't press 1. Just dial the number, 714-816-4628. Carry us around in your pocket with your earbuds. But if you'd like to chat with us, make sure you press 1 on your dial pad. Now, if you're Skyping in, if you're using your Skype, you have to open the Skype app, and then you have to open the dial pad and press 1. Okay. But anyway, press 1 and, you know, come join us. We would love to chat with you. Let's see. I've got the card of the day, the numerology of the day. Today's an 8-day abundance, Sharona. And the day,
awesome.
It's the 19th. 1 plus 9 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. So it's all about self.
Well, you know, the moon's in Taurus.
Oh, okay. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, that's all about money and practicality and abundance. So it all fits, you know, it's amazing how everything fits together.
Yes, it's just in alignment. So is the tarot card. I love it. You know, I do the tarot card of the day, the numerology of the day, and my throat's getting a little scratchy, so I'm going to take a swig of water here. And what I got was the Nine of Swords, which is a card of, you know, worry, nightmares, you know, being woken up at night. Actually, that's what's depicted in the card. And she's got these nine swords, him or her, these nine swords above her head or off to the left of her, maybe it is, or on the wall. It's hard to tell what's actually going on there. She's got her hands, you know, her head in her hands and sitting up in bed, you know, and swords are thoughts and ideas. So she's got all these thoughts and ideas. And that, you know, leads to worry. Other things about that card, it's a card of self-sacrifice sometimes and loss, suffering, desolation. Oh, dreams, fears, insomnia. Now, when I saw that card, Sharona, right away, and I was looking at the numerology, you know, abundance, 8, and self, 1. It's a good day to work on yourself today. What I got right away from that card was that, you know, here we are still relatively in the beginning of the year. And, you know, people are working on their goals for the year and trying to manifest things. And this card is telling us, you know, take a look at where your focus is right now. You know,
exactly.
Especially if you're not seeing progress. Yeah. Well, you know, like, are you focused on the fears, the lack? Do you have the lack mentality going on? You know, that's all those swords, those thoughts and ideas. And that blocks us to manifesting because your attention is in the wrong place instead
exactly.
of being on what you want to manifest. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, what you focus on is what you bring into your future. And one thing that I have been trying to do is, you know, we had all that weird energy of 2020, but we can't focus on that. We are going into a new year. So we want to cut all the cords that, you know, I right away tell people you want to bring in, I work with angels, you want to bring in Archangel Michael. And you need to cut all the cords that tied you to 2020 and all that energy. We don't need it. We don't need that. And we don't need that worry. So you want to leave all those regrets and negative stuff in the past.
Right. And I do see we have a caller calling in, so we're going to go right to the caller. But there you go. Some great advice from Sharona. What I'm seeing in the card of the day and the numerology of the day. And I hope that helps a lot of people out. You know, today, especially being a one day, it's perfect to work on that. You know, take some, it doesn't have to be long, maybe like 5 or 10 minutes. Take some quiet time and
exactly.
reevaluate your goals, you know, and focus on your, you know, shifting your focus back to manifesting them versus, you know, your current situation or lack or anything along those lines. And Sharona, I don't know, do you do a card of the day?
I can do a card of the day. but
well, don't worry about that right now. We want to go to the phone.
I got the same one that you got.
Oh, you did? Did you pull one?
Yeah.
Nine is.
Yeah, I did.
Oh my God.
I love those synchronicities. That happens for those that are new to the show. We've been doing this for 10 years. All different hosts, all different tarot masters, and almost always on shows where we have two people pulling cards, we get a lot of the same cards. It's kind of like the universe winking at us, you know, that, hey, yeah, this stuff actually works. Because what are the chances of us getting the same card, shuffling a deck of 78 cards? It's like, I don't know, you know, several hundred thousand to one or something, chance or something like that. Some mathematician's going to have to type that in the chat and let us know at psychictalk.net/chat. So our first caller calling in is from area code 360. Let's bring them on here. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Lori, and I'm calling
Hi, Lori.
From Bellingham, Washington. Hi.
Oh, Bellingham. I've been there. Have a friend that lives up there, actually. So what's going on with you, Lori? What do you want to chat about today?
I'm having a Nine of Swords kind of day.
Oh, wow. I can hear it in your voice. Sharona, you notice the energy? You can just feel it with Lori?
I can feel it.
So tell us how we can help her.
I'm wondering if I'm ever going to tolerate this woman that lives below me, and she has a really big mouth, and every morning she's really loud, and every evening she's really loud for me, you know? Mm. And
is
really
this someone that lives
me.
In your building or something? Or, I mean, who is this person?
Yeah,
where are they?
You
said below you,
I called him one of your other shows previous to moving, you know, I didn't know whether I was going to have a place to live or not. And the woman you had on said there'll be a solution, you know. So I didn't end up homeless, but I'm living in a building that, you know, is really low income. And I'm feeling really low income. I'm feeling really impoverished. And I had to give up my companion animals, which is really hurting me.
Oh, yeah, that really hurts when you have to do that. Sharona, it sounds like Lori's in need of some angel Reiki for sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna right away. I'm gonna send some angel Reiki. We're gonna send Michael with his blue light for protection. You need protection. And then I'm also going to send to your solar plexus the golden and pink light of Archangel Jophiel. And she's going to make you feel strong and self-confident and help you get through all of this.
Thank you.
Oh, awesome. Yes. Yes, you'll notice that soon, Lori. You know, it's interesting. I shuffled the cards, Sharona, and I pulled some cards for Lori, and that Nine of Swords popped up. That Nine of Swords, there you go again, another synchronicity, Sharona. The universe is winking at us and at the same time giving us a hint that everything we just talked about the card of the day and the numerology of the day, it's not an accident that Lori called in, you know, and getting the card in her spread here, Sharona, you know, it tells me that she's drawing a lot of this in herself because of her focus on the lack and the thoughts going and, you know, being kept up at night and then the woman screaming, you know, below you and all this stuff. And, you know, I'm getting like the Nine of Pentacles, which is the self-made woman right next to the Three of Cups, which is a celebration with friends. And with this Swords card, you know, what I'm getting from that is that it's a twofold thing. The Nine of Pentacles is hinting with the Nine of Swords that, first of all, 9 is the end of a cycle. Things are going to shake free. In fact, right after this call, Sharona, remind me, we're going to talk a little bit. You said you were going to mention about Mercury retrograde ending. And I think that's part of the shift that's going to be happening for Lori here. And the other thing that's going on with that 9 of Pentacles being alongside with the 9 of Swords is that, I'm not trying to place blame. What I'm saying is the cards are telling me that your focus is on the lack, it's on the bad thoughts, it's on the crazy woman and your living situation, and you've got to get yourself out of that. And the way you do that is what we were just talking about before we took your call when we were doing the card of the day, where you really got to write down and figure out exactly how you want things to be and really shift your focus. Simultaneously, like I said, right next to that 9 of Pentacles is that 3 of Cups. Okay, so there is help out there. And what it's going to be is a combination of things. You have to extricate yourself. You have to do it yourself. You've got to make this shift. But at the same time, there's help out there. First of all, it's you. It's the 3 of Cups, and there's these 3 people dancing with their cups, you know, presumably filled with to the brim with wine, hopefully. Anyway, it's the 3 of us. It's me and Sharona and you. So first of all, you're getting help now. But there's other people in your local area that's going to be able to help you with this. That's what I'm getting. And then if you can do that shift, then what happens? Are you ready, Sharona? I get the 10 of Cups.
That's nice.
Sharona, did you pull a card or a tarot card or an angel card for Lori yourself?
I pulled 3 tarot cards, and all of them have to do with pentacles, which is you know, getting your physical life in order, finances, and all of those things. And what I'm getting as far as the answer for you, Lori, is Page of Pentacles. And that's about there. What you need to do is see if there are, I mean, I see you need to take maybe classes, scholarship opportunities, you know, and not just for career, but financial planning, you know, how to, you know, when you get out of the situation, how to manage your money.
Oh, so yeah. Before you go on, let me just butt in for a second, because one card I haven't talked about yet that also popped up that I was going to get back to after you were finished, but you just said what I was going to say, the Page of Wands. It's talking about exactly what you just said, Sharona, about you got to do some research. You got to do some study. You know, you got to figure out – I am always finding things. Like just yesterday, I found a program that I didn't know that the VA had to help my elderly parents out with, you know, financially and, you know, with home health care and stuff like that I didn't even know existed. You know, there are programs, there's housing, there's help, there's job help. There is so many things out there, and you got to do the research. I'm sorry, Sharona. Go ahead with the rest of your cards that you got there. But, wow, what a synchronicity.
Yeah, that's going to be the key to getting out of the situation, is talking to people and see if there's, like, classes that you can get a scholarship to or attend for free. And if you can't find that, if you can go online. But, you know, not only for career, one of the most important classes that we need to take is how to manage our money, because we're not taught that in school. So, you know, once you start working, you know, you're going to be juggling money and how you can juggle it in the best way. But I'm pulling for you, besides the Page of Pentacles, I'm getting the Queen of Pentacles, which is that you can get out of this. You can get grounded. It's important that you stay grounded, and, you know, you can get through this, but scholarship and classes, that's going to be your key as far as for solving your situation.
Yeah. Okay.
I hope that helps you out a little bit, hon. And, you know, feel free to call back on any of our shows. Okay. And if you need us to draw cards on something else, you know, that you need guidance on.
Well, I wonder about my, you know, how my cats are doing. Like, you know.
Yeah, I wish we had a pet psychic. I don't know. Do you do that?
Well, we can pull a card. What is the name of your pet, your pet?
Kiki.
That's a great
and
idea.
Ming Ming. Kiki
okay.
and Ming Ming.
Okay, I'm pulling the World card, so I think they're in a new situation where they're going to be fine, and you know that you really you shouldn't worry about them. They're being taken care of, and they're going to be fine. And now you got to focus on yourself.
Okay.
That's right. That's right. But don't forget. I'm getting this gentle energy coming through from them. I pulled a card to Sharona. I got the Page of Cups, and in the traditional Waite Smith version, you know, the page he's holding this cup, and popping out of this cup is unexpectedly a fish head. A fish is popping out of the top of the cup. Pages are often about messages, and I feel. Because this card specifically, because cups is emotions and intuition, sensitivity, spiritual growth, things along those lines, you know, that you should really listen to your gut instincts, get in touch with your intuition and your own psychic abilities. And if you pay I think what the card is saying, if you pay attention, they're there. And they're leaving messages. Maybe you haven't picked up on it yet because of your life situation. You are focused on that, and you might not be picking up these messages that are actually coming through. And so, yeah, so that's the message I'm getting for you is to, you know, just be aware and get in touch with your intuition and look around. You're going to start seeing some things popping up.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting, too, that they're kitties, and what does he get? A fish. So I think they're being provided for, and you know they're in a good place. They're probably in a good place now, and you just got to get yourself in a good place.
Right. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, thanks for the call, Lori. We're going to move on. We have another caller just popped in there, and give us a ring back. Tell us how things are going.
Okay.
Oh,
and we're sending you love, Lori.
And the angel
you
Reiki.
Lots of love.
Sharona's, she's doing the angel Reiki, too. Yeah, we got to talk about that. I want to talk a little bit about your angel Reiki because you're like one of the only people on the planet I've ever seen combining these things. And I have an idea on that, too, that popped in my head from the universe. It's actually an old idea I've had since the beginning of the Tarot Guild, like 17 years ago. But I think it's 18 years ago now. Oh my God. Time is just flying by. But before we talk about that, let's see if we could take some more callers. Hey, this is a great time to call in, folks. You know, if you're listening live and you're sitting on the fence, oh, should I call in? Yes, you should, because we're going to get right to you. It's open lines all show long. Whatever we're chatting about, you know, we'll put that on hold and we'll bring you right onto the show. Give us a ring at 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad so we know you want to be live on air with Sharona and I. One more time, 714-816-4628. Now is the time to pop in there. Oh, wait. Sharona?
Yeah?
Oh, we lost the caller. I was just about to bring their mic live, and their call dropped. Caller... If the switchboard hung up on you, just call right back in. We'll put you right on the air. Wow, that is just strange. It's that,
well, that
Mercury
could be Mercury
retrograde. Let's
talk
about that.
Yeah, but here's
anyway.
The good news. Yeah, there's some good news on Mercury retrograde, though. and that is we have three Mercury retrogrades this year, and this is the first one, but this first one is going to be ending tomorrow. So I know for one, I'm going to be looking into getting a new computer. I didn't want to get a new computer during Mercury retrograde. So,
exactly. Yay, it's ending. Little applause there. Oh, shoot. It did it again. I accidentally bumped the button again. Oh, my God. I'm so excited because, you know, someone being a technical person and being a radio person and it's all technology. Yeah. Mercury retrograde over the last, 11 years that we've been broadcasting has. Wow. Yeah. So you're holding off on buying your computer.
Right. I don't want to buy a new computer because I don't want to transfer, you know, the information into the new computer right now, because that could go terribly wrong. So next week I'll be getting a new computer.
Well, congratulations on that too.
Yeah.
Very awesome. I'm glad it's finally ending. And Mercury retrograde, it reminds me of the five energy in numerology, because it's an adventurous, high energy number, but the other side of the coin is that you can spiral down into chaos. We call it the chaos number in numerology, and we talk about it a lot on these shows. And it's akin to the Mercury retrograde, because you can also tap into the high energy of the Mercury retrograde. I know some people that actually like Mercury retrograde Sharona, because that's when they get the most work done, but it's not just electronics and technology, right? It's communication. And what other things does it affect?
Well, they tell you that you shouldn't get married or sign a contract if possible. You don't want to not do anything, but if you can possibly not do it during Mercury retrograde, it's for the best. So you don't want to sign any contracts. It affects communications, electronics, traveling. It actually affects the weather too. So look at what's happening.
Oh, look at the weather. Yeah. Oh, and
and the power grid and everything.
Yeah, it's like it's the wet. Look at Texas with the weather, and it's the power grid and everything. That's a great example, an extreme example, but, Wow. So, it's getting towards the bottom of the hour, so I thought I would do the upcoming shows, and then I wanted to talk a little bit about the angel Reiki and the and surrogate Reiki, surrogate tapping EFT. I have this idea. I'm just going to throw it out there, see what happens. And also, in addition to Charlotte being our guest next week, you're going to be our guest in a couple of weeks, right?
I'm looking forward to it.
Can't wait. Oh, wow. We're going to be talking about past life regression. I love anything hypnosis. I love to talk about, and Sharona's certified in it, so it's going to be a fascinating conversation there. Okay, let's look at the upcoming shows on the network. I actually have the shows, on the upcoming shows page, I have it filled out through the middle of March, Sunday, March 14th, which is actually Tarot Magic on your show, Sharona, with your guest, Emily. Winding it back here to February here. And by the way, anytime you want to see what's coming up on the network, just go to our website, psychictalk.net. And the upcoming shows page, there's a button on the main page to click, or you can just open a new tab in your browser, type in psychictalk.net/upcoming. That's psychictalk.net/upcoming. And you can see all the upcoming shows, the titles of the shows, and those are linked. So if you hover your cursor over it, you'll notice that they're linked. You can click on it and go to the show page, read more about it, get all the times and the call-in number never changes, but we have a show page on Blog Talk for each show. That's where you can listen and so forth like that. So tomorrow is Saturday, February 20th, and I'm doing my show with Mary Brown, our show Tarot Today Radio. And, of course, as always, we're doing open lines and free tarot mini readings. But we've got a special guest tomorrow, Sharona, certified tarot reader John Allen. Now, John Allen, talk about a flash from the past. He is an expert in historical decks and Lenormand in addition to tarot. And he joined the Tarot Guild way back when we first launched our first website, like 2010. It was right around 2010, 2011 when he joined. And, you know, we ended up getting rid of the first Ming website at the Tarot Guild. And what we did was we built a static website, which we had for like the last 9 or 10 years. The server finally gave up the ghost, and then we created another Ning website. For those that aren't familiar, Ning is a platform similar to Facebook where anybody can start a social networking website with all the fabulous features. And so we started a brand new website, thetarotguild.com. Go check and actually become an associate member for free, thetarotguild.com. And the Tarot Guild is the sponsor of our radio shows, Friday, Saturday, Sundays, and one of the sponsors. And John found our new website, Sharona, and he came back on board.
Wow.
And yeah, and he had misplaced his membership certificate and his certified reader certificates and so forth. So I made up all new ones and backdated them to, you know, when he got them in 2011 and sent that out to him. And I was like, you know, we got to have you on the show. So he's going to be our guest tomorrow. In fact, I have a call with him later this afternoon to chat about, I don't know exactly what topics we're going to get into, but with John, you know, there's so much we could get into. Of course, we want to catch up with John. What's he been doing? I know he's made a shift to really focusing on doing professional reading full time. And that's something we're the Tarot Guild. So I'm the president of the Tarot Guild. That's what the guild's for. And so I love talking about that. So that may be one of the topics. So that's tomorrow. So if you're listening in archive, you missed the show today, you couldn't call in tomorrow on Saturday's show. And then on Monday, I think it's February 22nd. It's the Wisdom of the Soul show with your host, Janice Fuchs. She is a licensed psychotherapist in New York, close to Sharona. And then on Wednesday, February 24th, I should mention, Sharona, Catherine had unexpected emergency happen. And I actually couldn't get a hold of her on Thursday. I messaged her, and I finally got a hold of her. She's okay. Everything's okay. But she was not even able to message me. I thought maybe it was Mercury retrograde or the storm, you know, the storms and the weather and everything. She couldn't do her show on Wednesday, but she'll be back on Wednesday, February 24th, with her topic for February, which is living the life that you were meant to live on the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour. And then I will be back on, as I've mentioned earlier in the show, Friday, February 26th, with our special guest, Charlotte Kornberg. And, of course, we will be doing open lines, life coaching, free tarot mini readings, and my co-host, Dr. Rose Wilkerson, will be back next Friday. But we're excited to have Charlotte on. She's fun to chat with. She does crystals as well as readings, so lots of fun stuff. And then it's Saturday, February 27th, and we're doing our psychic spin. What do you want to know from the universe? And we've changed this up a little bit, Sharona. You've probably heard some of our psychic spin episodes.
I have.
We usually pick a topic and pull cards on it. You know, this is over and above personal questions and readings and things like that. This is like the big stuff that everybody's thinking about, like the storm in Texas. Someone might want to pull cards on that. Actually, Mary's in Texas. She's in Amarillo, but hasn't lost electricity yet, thank God. What we're doing now with our psychic spin is we're saying, hey, what do you, and I put it in bold, what do you want to know from the universe? So we want you to contact us, me and Mary, and let us know what you want us to pull cards on. So that's coming up. You know, it's all about what you want to know. And yes, you can call in and ask for a mini reading, you know, about, you know, personal things going on in your life. But if you have any big questions, how does the universe work? You know, how does tarot work? You know, what's going on with these storms? What's going on with this? You know, we'll pull cards on it for you. And then Sunday, February 28th is the last show of February on the network, and it is Magic Universe with Sharona Rapsick here. That's right. She's going to be doing open lines and angel Reiki and free tarot mini readings, but she's going to be talking about the magic of angel colors. So there you go, folks. That's what's coming up. And by the way, that leads in really nicely to what I wanted to chat about with you, Sharona, that I thought of you and the angel colors and the chakras and how you do angel Reiki, because I was doing some of the technical part of when Sharona was building her certified angel Reiki practitioner course. And so I was looking at all that, the chakras, and she combines the Reiki with the angels. She's going to explain it to you. I'm bad at explaining it. But the reason why I thought about you, Sharona, and about the angel Reiki was Reiki in general. I've you know, read some stuff on that they do surrogate Reiki. And, you know, that's when the individual receiving the Reiki, like Lori earlier, you know, is not necessarily present, and something else is used to represent that person. You know, I mean, it could be a teddy bear. You know, we do the same thing with EFT, emotional freedom technique. We can do tapping on ourselves or on a surrogate something to represent the client that's long distance, you know. And of course, if we're doing a live session together, we can, you know, both tap along with each other, you know. But there are certain situations where people will tap, you know. And what that got me to thinking about, popped in my head, was a thought from years back when I first got into EFT. And I thought about combining tarot and EFT and doing tarot tapping. Are you ready for this, Sharona?
I'm ready.
So my thoughts on this, and, you know, there might be a lot of different ways of doing this. I even thought about, you know, putting someone on a Reiki table, like a massage table, and laying the cards down, seeing what cards come up, where blockages are, and tapping on them. And I thought, well, you know, that might work, but it seemed a little, I don't know the word for it, Sharona, kind of clumsy, you know? So I got this idea. I was like, well, what about if you pulled a tarot card for each of the seven main chakras and laid them out in a line and associated it as a surrogate for the client? And nowadays, most of our clients are long distance anyway because of the COVID situation. We're not seeing a lot of, you know, in-person clients anyway. And you lay it out in a line. You could lay it, you know, in a vertical line representing the chakras. I prefer the idea of putting it horizontally and, you know, card one being, you know, the crown chakra, and then going all the way down the chakras. And you pull the cards, you look at the cards, and you can see whether a chakra is open or not, if there's a blockage, by what's coming up in the card for that chakra. And then you can tap on it with EFT, tapping on the card as a surrogate for the person. And you could do the same thing if you're a Reiki practitioner. You could do the Reiki over the cards as a surrogate for the person. I just thought of calling it tarot tapping because I was into emotional freedom techniques, you know, thought field therapy, energy field therapy, whatever you want to call it, you know, tapping on the meridians. So, yeah, that's my idea. I had a long time ago, and I've never really done anything with it, you know. What do you think about that?
I think that's really cool. You know what I just did? I you know, I want to, you know, feel healthy and vibrant. So I just grabbed the sun card and I'm tapping with it on my solar plexus and it's working, you know, like you just kind of pull in the energy of that card, the golden light, tap on your solar plexus and you draw in all that energy. And the card, you know, it kind of like, I love where, you know, you can do magic mm-hmm. with the cards. Like you can create almost like a little altar where you take the magician card and you put it in the center and then you line around it the different, the aces so that you're bringing in the four energies. And, you know, also by putting the magician card in the center, that brings in the spirit. So, yeah, you're bringing in the main four archangels.
Mm-hmm.
You're bringing in Michael and Gabriel and Raphael and Uriel or mm-hmm. Ariel. And then just mm-hmm. grab the card, you know,
exactly.
pick a card in the deck, you know, like you could pick the sun, the queen of pentacles, if you want to bring in money and that energy or the nine of pentacles. So that gives you something to focus on. And then you can just, I love tapping. It's an amazing thing if you want to shift your energy, but you can just take the tarot card. Right now I'm taking the tarot card and I am just tapping it on my hand and I like mm-hmm. that idea.
Oh, and that made what you just said made me remember that I also wanted to mention that something very similar to what you're talking about is that the way I just described the tarot tapping concept using the chakras and pulling out the seven cards randomized, you don't know what card's going to come up for each chakra,
mm-hmm.
to look for blockages and things. But you could do it the other way around. You could shuffle and go through the deck, and you could just go through the deck face up, pull out cards that represent the energy that you want that chakra to have, and lay the seven cards out face up, cards that you drew on purpose. So you could do it either way
mm-hmm.
or both. You could do it both.
You could do a combination.
As well, yeah.
Yeah.
You could even lay out
the
cards. I was just going to say you could lay out the mm-hmm. cards and do it randomized and look for the blocks, but then pull out one card, one of the very positive ones. The sun card's a great example. And then wherever there's blockages, put that card on top of the card that has the block and tap on top of that with the positive energy card. So that's another thing you can do.
Yeah, you can. There's a lot of ways that you could use the cards. In Reiki, we talk a lot about cutting cords. Like if you have a cord to something that's not empowering you or it's negative, you can take a card and just, you know, use it like you're chopping and cutting that cord. So, you know, you could take the magician card or the sun card, and if there's some attachment that you want to cut, like you just take the card and just swoop it in front of you and to the side of you, and it works really well. So that's another way that you can use your cards.
Yeah, and that's something I remember recently. My mind's blanking here. I want to say, I know what it was. Mary on her Once a Month, There's a Rock for That show, talks about crystals.
Mm-hmm.
So tarot master and author Janet Boyer actually has a book on crystals and tarot. I the title slipping from my head right now. But when she was on, with Mary, the two of them got into this conversation, kind of like what we're doing right now, and really went to town talking about tarot. And one of the big themes that came up was how Janet, you know, doesn't like how there's so much focus on the reading element and divination of tarot, that there's so much more that you can do with the cards.
Yeah.
right? So it's kind of like the same thing we're talking about now.
Yeah, you know, really, you know, the great thing about a tarot deck is you're really carrying around in your pocket. You can think of it as a cathedral. You've got, you can have an altar. It's an amazing tool for development as well as, you know, manifesting and changing things in your life. And it's called tarot magic. And basically, magic is about you create, I mean, if there's a situation that you don't like, you have the power to change it. As long as you're on this earth, there you can change the situation. If nothing else, you can change the way you think about it. And that's a very powerful thing. But to have something so small as a tarot deck that you can just have with you all the time, what an amazing tool.
Oh, it's interesting. That reminds me that we had a host on the network years and years back, and she did a whole show on that. She actually did a class too on for the Tarot Guild on that, and that's what she said. She said, you know, the tarot pack, the only altar you'll actually ever need, and you can carry it in your purse or your pocket.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We should do more on this, I think, and maybe even do a little workshop or something. Great stuff for the Tarot Guild, for the professional members. And, you know, I should mention that earlier I said, come over, join as an associate member. It's free. You just get to the website, thetarotguild.com, and, you know, at the top of the page, whether you're on your phone or your tablet or your computer, there should be a button that says sign up. And you can sign up actually with your social media, Google, Twitter, Facebook, or you could put in a email address and a password, and it's real fast, and you can join and use all the features of the website and talk to other like-minded people. It's like Facebook, only tarot all the time and none of the negative stuff. But we also have a professional membership, which actually we lowered the cost of. It comes out to angel number, are you ready, 333, creativity and communication.
Awesome.
$3.33 a month. Yeah. So it's $39.99 a year to join, and you get a whole bunch of additional benefits. For instance, my tarot and numerology course, if you're new to tarot, you join as a professional member. No, you don't have to be a professional yet, you know, to join. You never have to be a professional reader if you don't want to, but you can join the professional membership because you get these discounts. And one of them is my course. You get my course for half price. And also tarot certifications. We've got four levels at the Guild. For non-members, each level is $78, the application fee. But for professional members, it's only $47. You also get your membership certificate and other discounts. And we have a reader's directory. Once you get certified, we'll put you on the reader's directory. We also do interviews of professional readers, either audio or video, or bringing you onto the radio show. We'll put you on our YouTube if you want to do video. We'll put you on Facebook, and we'll have you on Tarot Today Radio as a guest or the Friday show here, the Dr. Zimmerman. So I just thought I'd give a little plug for that. And, oh, I see Charlotte popping on the board here. Maybe she'll talk to us. She hasn't raised her hand yet, but we'll see.
I was going to say, too, that I love your course, by the way. You know, if you, one of the, you know, people, when they want to learn about tarot, a lot of times they think, oh, I've got to memorize the meaning of 78 cards. But Dax has a way where you do it by numbers. So really there's nine numbers. So by learning what the elements mean, what the five elements are, plus learning the meaning for these nine numbers, which are 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, you can immediately start reading the cards and, you know, start working. It's a great it's such a marvelous tool. Not many people teach that, and I love that. So, and I love
right.
the way that you teach it, Dax.
That's why I call it my tarot and my tarot by the numbers course, because it's tarot and numerology, and I've been teaching it that way since about circa 2004. You know, like 17 years or some crazy thing. I've been teaching it that way, and the reason why I did that, you know, like you said, no one else was doing it. And when I came to tarot, I had already studied sacred geometry and numerology. Tarot, and I'm looking at the deck, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. The structure of the deck is laid out numerologically with the
yeah.
With the five elements, and which are the platonic solids from Metatron's cube, from sacred geometry, from the flower of life. I mean, I started seeing all these connections. In fact, Metatron's cube, of course, it's a three-dimensional construct. But when we draw it out, we draw it, you know, two-dimensionally on a piece of paper, right? And you use a compass and a straight rule, and you're able to actually draw Metatron's cube. You draw the flower of life first, and then you draw Metatron's cube. And in order to draw the cube, what you're doing is connecting the center of the circles with straight lines. It takes exactly 78 lines to form Metatron's cube. Now, if that doesn't blow your mind, if you're a tarot person and never heard this, I don't know what will, because it's so obvious to me. I picked up the deck and, you know, 78 cards, and I saw the connection right away. But, you know, for people coming to tarot first before numerology, Sharona, think about it. You know, you look at the deck and you think, why 78 cards? Why not even in that? Why not 80 cards or 65 or 103? Why 78? This is why. Because
well, there's also 78 mm-hmm. paths on the Tree of Life. You know, if you're into the
yes.
Kabbalah, there were, you know, there. So that's each card, you know, that you can lay out.
It's not a coincidence, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's, you know, you know, that's the beauty of the tarot deck. I mean, as I said, it's a cathedral. It's an altar that you can carry in your pocket, but it's also a sacred text. So you can, you know, just take out the cards and,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're always learning something and making connections. So come on over to the Tarot Guild. I think
yeah,
you're going to like
it. It's a healing tool. A healing
yeah.
tool as well, yes. Yeah. I'll throw a couple other ones out at you. There are 56 minor arcana cards. 5 plus 6 is
yeah.
11, the Master Illuminator number. There are 22
exactly.
major arcana cards. The Master Builder number. You add those together, 22 and 30, and 11, you get 33. The Master Teacher, Master Healer number. I mean, you know, this there's too many coincidences for them to be coincidences. You know.
Yeah. Well, there's
anyway,
22 besides, letters of the Hebrew alphabet.
That's
so
it.
Free.
Yep.
There's a yeah.
I thought I'd throw that out there. You know, and
it's all numbers.
I'd love to,
you know, God is a mathematician. A lot of people say that, you know.
I'd love for everybody to take my course and, you know, become a professional member, get the discount. And I know Sharona told me a couple of days ago, I had to get you back in there because you wanted to go back and review the course.
Well, that's the great thing about, you know, the courses that we offer. They're, you don't have to leave your home. They're all online, and you can take them over and over again. And, you know, because this is something that you constantly, each time you see them, you see something different. And I have a course, too, over there, my certified Angel Reiki course. So, you know, these are all, you know, we're not trapped inside with the pandemic. There's just
mm-hmm.
a whole world that you can go in on your computer and you can do it over and over again. Because once
right.
is not
That's
enough.
Right.
Once you go down the rabbit hole, once you start studying Reiki and the tarot, you go down the rabbit hole. It's something that will keep you, you know, it'll give you interest for the rest of your life. It really expands your consciousness.
Mm.
And it's all legal and free. Oh.
That's right. And you can connect, you know, so many different ways nowadays with Skype and Zoom. And on this radio show,
yeah.
you can call in. Speaking of that, we've got a caller to wrap the show up. And we're going to bring them on right now. Area code 801. Caller, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, I know that voice.
Oh, my God, it's Charlotte. I know that voice. Yes, it's Charlotte. Hey, Charlotte.
Hey, Charlotte.
Well, you practically dared me to call in, so what was I supposed to do?
That's right. That's right. And by the way, this is the same Charlotte that's going to be our guest on next Friday's show. So tune in next Friday for a whole show of Charlotte.
Yay!
Hey,
funny.
How have you been liking the show and the conversation? Sharona, you know, saved the day filling in for Dr. Rose. And what do you think?
I have to. I just barely tuned in because I was on tech support with my phone company for, well, over an hour. So I just barely got off that phone call and I'm like, yeah, oh no, I missed most of the show.
Oh, so, it was so, you're going to have to go back and listen to an archive because Sharona and I covered so many cool things and talked about so many things. You got to listen to the part about my tarot tapping idea and all the wonderful advice that Sharona threw in. It was amazing. We got to do this more often.
I'm so mad I missed the show. I definitely will go back and listen to it because Sharona, I mean, she's always full of great ideas, but lately it seems like she has kicked it up a notch. And
Sharona? You mean Sharona? Okay.
And, you know, you too, Dax, but, I mean, it's just, it's such a chance to, you know, learn something new every week. And even if it's not, you know, earth shaking, it's something that you can take in and let it grow and glow inside of you.
You learn something. I learn something every show I listen to myself. And I'm glad we got you on here because I wanted to ask if you're going to do a crystal of the week for next week's show. I thought that'd be an awesome idea. Pick a crystal.
I am. And
oh, good. Let me know what that is, and I will promote that we're going to be talking about that.
Well, I have to ask Mary, the crystal maven, if she's done one on hematite yet, because that's the one
I don't know if she has. She might have. I don't think so, though. But, yeah, ask Mary and let us know what you decide on. Maybe she has some ideas. And we'll do a crystal of the week, and all next week I'll get pictures of the crystal, or you can send pictures, and, you know, we'll use that in our promotion on Facebook and Twitter and so forth and tell everybody, hey, we're going to be talking about, this is going to be our crystal guest. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, there are honestly so many to choose from, but that, even though I haven't worked with my hematite lately, it's one that has been in the back of my mind over and over and over. And, you know, I got to admit, most days my brain is like Swiss cheese, you know. But for some reason that hematite what did I pick to talk about? I always, you know, it's always in the back of my mind. So,
yeah,
I think it's something that I need to delve into and
You can think of it that way, too. You know, it's a good, by doing that, coming on the show and doing a crystal of the week, it actually gives you the opportunity to do just that, to do the research into it, to work with it during
exactly.
the week. And let us know on Friday what you discovered working with hematite, or if you pick a different crystal, you know, hit
no,
up Mary
I think
on
it needs, I think it needs to be hematite. I'm seriously
okay,
I'm
we're
serious,
gonna do hematite.
I actually think I thought about it the last time I filled in for Dr. Rose, but then I picked something else, but then you and I got chatting.
I think we ran
so
out of time.
We
were too busy chatting.
We didn't have a chance to get to it,
an hour and a half. Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, that brings up that we're at the end of the show. And so what I wanted to ask you was, did you have something that you wanted Sharona and I to pull cards on, or a card, or maybe you want us just to pull a card on how next week's show is going to go? Or, I mean, what, did you have anything in mind?
Well, next week's show is going to go great, so we don't need to pull a card on that. I will never say no to somebody pulling cards for me for let's look at finances.
Ooh, I'm going to let Sharona go first. Sharona, you got to get some more airtime in there anyway, right? No, but seriously.
I know, Sharona's been totally quiet.
I want to see what she's so quiet in the background. I want to see what she comes up with, though, for your finances. And I'll pull some cards in the background while you guys are chatting.
But I've got to tell you guys, lately, all of my cards have been a little bit dire. I mean, there have not been very many, like, sunshine and roses coming up. So when I say finances with a tentative tone in my voice, it's because of how the cards have been stacking up lately. And nothing has been terrible, you know what I mean? But it just hasn't been like you were about to be, you know, gifted $4 bajillion because we think you're funny or anything like that.
Well, we were talking earlier, Charlotte, about if you get a card you don't like, okay, you can go through the deck and find one that you like better for that position. And then you'll just simply ask the universe and meditate, and you'll get an answer on how you can fix that situation. So I always tell people, you know, the cards, we create our future, and you use the cards to just help you kind of focus on where you want to go. You know, it's like a GPS system. So if the GPS system says, hey, you're going the wrong way, then you know that you're going the wrong way, and you can fix that, you know, whatever's going on. But I did pull some cards for you. And it's interesting. It's most of the cards were pentacles, which are finances and resources. But I'm getting a message that, you know, to let you know that you've invested wisely, and you just need to have a little bit of patience and trust that these things are going to grow. But I'm also getting the card too, the Page of Pentacles. You know, that whole thing we were talking about earlier, it's not just, you know, worrying about bringing in the money. You have to understand what to do with it when it comes in. So one of the things that I have been recommending to a lot of people is, you know, just go online and, you know, look into how you can manage that money when it comes in. You know, you're creating a reason for it to come in, but also what you're going to do with it, how you're going to invest it, how you're going to put it to good use. You know, we're not taught that in school, and you can, you know, these are things that you can learn. But you have, you know, you have a lot of good investments that you can grow on. So now just kind of take it one step further. You know, what are you going to do with that money when it comes in? How are you going to use it?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Yeah.
I want to ask you, Sharona, did you say it was the Page of Pentacles you got was one of them?
Yeah. Yeah, you got it
That's
too?
That's what I got. Yes. And interestingly, I got the Page of Wands and the Pages. You know, they're really studying their object, you know, the coin or pentacle and with the wands, his staff, you know. And right in between them, are you ready? The World card.
Mm-hmm.
I got the World card, Charlotte. You know, what this is telling me, and by the way, off to the left is the Eight of Wands. So, you know, this could happen very quickly, okay? And Wands is talking about career. Pentacles is talking about, you know, the financial aspect that Sharona was mentioning. The world's really yours to have. How do you do that? Ooh. Well, it's bookended by the Page of Wands and the Page of Pentacles or coins. And what that's telling me is that you've got to double down on the research, on the studies, going back over, like you're in my course, go back over my course, go back over your crystal learnings and information. Start working with these things, with your oracle decks, your tarot decks, your crystals, like you're going to do with the hematite for the Friday show. You got to double down on doing the thing, walking the walk versus just thinking about it. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does. It
and the hematite is about grounding. You got to ground.
Oh, wow.
You really have to ground yourself and, you know, get practical. And I keep going back to the thing where, you know, the page is looking at that pentacle. He's studying money. So I know that you have a business. Are you studying about how to do your taxes and the deductions and, you know, how to really make the money work for you? You know, use it as a tool. You know, you don't want the money just to come in and then you spend it and it goes out. How can you invest it? How can you use this to create more money, you know? And then it's so funny.
Yeah.
The next card that I got is the Seven of Pentacles. And that's where you are, you know, you're looking at you've invested the time and the effort. How can you make this grow?
Mm-hmm.
And then I end up with the Nine of Pentacles, which is the lady in the garden where all your dreams are fulfilled.
Self-made woman, I call her.
Yeah, you know, your hard work leads to success, but you have to ground yourself. You have to grab on to that hematite and get very practical, you know, and, you know, combine the practicality with the intuition and the high priestess and rock and roll.
Charlotte, I got one last thing I'm going to throw at you, and then we need to end the show because we're over right now, but not that that doesn't always happen, you know, but this particular show, actually, we, Sharon and I were talking in the green room, you know, I mean, I woke up with a sore throat, and we were going to hold it to a half hour. And it's not like from a sickness. It's because I did karaoke till 1 o'clock in the morning last night. Anyway, so I got the scratchy throat going on. We were singing 80s songs. Oh my god! I did Tiffany. Are you ready? Oh my god! Oh my God, I did Chris Isaac and Elton John and I told Doug this morning, I said, you were supposed to tell me that I'm not supposed to do karaoke the night before I have a radio show. I'm not supposed to do it on Thursdays, maybe Monday or Tuesday. Anyway, yeah, but we were going to have a short show, but boy, you get us host talking and it just keeps going. But I have one last thing I want to throw at you. And that is, and there's a lot of things going on with this card, but I got the Two of Cups. And what's going on with that is that I see some form of partnership, that you don't need to do this alone, your business. Yes, you want to end up as the Nine of Pentacles, the self-made woman. But nobody makes it. And it's funny because I did a Card of the Day article on the Tarot Guild website under articles a few days ago that hit on this, you know, that even if you are an entrepreneur and you're the self-made woman, the Nine of Pentacles that Sharona got, well, nobody makes it to growth and success in a vacuum. There's other people involved that help you along the way. I like to think that we're doing that, you know. But the thing is that
absolutely.
I think there might be an actual partner, somebody you could partner up either in the crystal side of the business or the reading side or both, that you could do it together, and then that way it's not all on your shoulders. The other thing I'm getting from this is the winged lion head in the traditional Waite-Smith version of the card above the two individuals in the Two of Cups, and he's got the caduceus under. You know, I always think of healing when I see this, and I think if you open yourself up, remember it's also cups and emotion, and if you open yourself up to people that like, or I should say, feel the same way and are in the same emotional resonance as you, the same vibrational vibration. And I think it's not only about the money. It's like this is going to be a cathartic, like a healing thing for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to leave it there.
You know, this is so interesting because, seriously, the cards are, I mean, even though I said, you know, they've been dire, they seriously have been telling a story week to week to week, and it just keeps building on itself, and to the point that I'm all goosebumps here. So it's like,
well, there you go.
It's like somebody's trying to give me a giant kick in the booty, you know.
Yes, and this is the time. Remember the two pages. This is the time to double down on this, because, you know, we're relatively still in the beginning of the year. In fact, most people, they start their goals in January, but they really don't get them going, if they're ever going to get them going, till mid-February is when, you know, mid to late February is when, if they're going to get it going, that's when they get it going. By mid-February, they've given up completely, you know. So this is the time to double down and to find somebody that you can work with as well. But you also have to do your own thing, because you want to be the Nine of Pentacles too. You know,
right.
It's more of a partnership where you're still your own individuals with your own individual businesses, but you can be helping each other. And, you know, double down on the research and getting into the work and actually doing it, which you're going to be doing on Friday, too, on the radio show. So there you go.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, thanks for calling
in.
I look forward, Charlotte, to chatting with you on Friday. We're going to do a whole show of Charlotte and hematite.
Yeah. And a few card pulls and lots of, you know, nonsensical chatter and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Sharona and I are going to get out of here. Bye, sweetheart. We'll talk to you on Friday. And, God, great call to end the show on, Sharona. And I think that's the most information. You know, she's been calling in forever, and we've been pulling cards, you know, on all the different shows. But I think that's the most information we ever gave her. You know, the most succinct and dead-on readings, you know, between the two of us. Yeah. Well, God, thanks so much for filling in for Dr. Rose. It was fantastic having Dr. Sharona Rapsik on The Doctors Are In.
My pleasure. It's
We're
great
do it
hanging
again.
Out on the air with you. Yep, we'll have to do it again.
Yep, and then you're going to be wait, I got to bring up that psychictalk.net/upcoming for everybody listening out there that's new. I got to go on here and look. It's Friday, March 5th. Mark your calendars. Special guest, Sharona Rapsik, past life regression on the Dr. Zarin show with Dr. Rose Wilkerson, myself, and, of course, Dr. Sharona Rapsik. And, of course, you know, we'll be taking some calls as well, you know, but once we get going, I think we're going to be talking quite a bit, especially anything hypnosis. But past life regression is so popular, and really want to chat about that with you.
I'm looking forward to it.
All righty. Well, goodbye, everybody. Thanks to all our listeners and callers. We don't have a show without you. And I'm going to say goodbye to everybody. And goodbye, Charlotte. Goodbye, Sharona.
Bye-bye. Love you. Love all of you.
Love you. Have a great weekend.